A group called Think Outside the Bottle is behind the campaign. They're advocates for healthy public water systems. They rallied recently in Seattle and met with the superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park, Randy King. He says he likes the idea of encouraging the use of tap water and refillable containers instead of disposable ones.
I think in concept, you know, we're supportive of anything that can reduce our impact on the environment. So that's part of what we try to do is use best practices and set a good example here within the national park.
But there are some practicalities to work out. King says he needs to make sure the park can provide ample opportunities for visitors to get water.
And to be able to refill reusable water bottles here in the park. So we've started actually installing some fill stations in a couple of locations where it was difficult to find a place to fill a bottle.
He says they put a filling station in the new visitor center at Paradise, but they're still figuring out where to put them at Longmire and Sunrise. The historic buildings and cold temps there can make that trickier than you might think. He says they're also working with their concessioner to make sure they're able to offer low-cost reusable bottles for sale in the park's gift shops. The 14 national parks that have already banned bottled water sales include Little Bighorn and Grand Canyon. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.